We're going to go ahead and get started here. I'd like to welcome everybody to HP Private Cloud Management with System Center. My name is Doug DeWert. I'm with HP, and along with me I have a couple of my colleagues, Matthias and Amit, who are going to also be sharing this some of the information in this presentation. And so the agenda for this session is the first part, which I'll be doing, is called the Insight Control for System Center Integrations. And we're going to be talking there about primarily the server-side integrations into System Center with a particular focus on SCVMM, because that's really one of the key elements for managing a private cloud. We'll mention some of the other parts for Operations Manager and Config Manager, but more of a focus on VMM. And then Matthias and Amit will talk about some of the storage management capabilities we have within System Center. And then we also want to talk about a new HP departmental private cloud, which is a new reference architecture that we've just released about a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to fill you in on what that can provide for you. We do have live demos. As you saw in the keynote, and if you were down in the expo floor, the internet is a little bit flaky here, so we're doing some VPN back into Seattle and over to India. So we'll hope that we have them up running now. So we'll hope that they have stayed up. So with that said, HP's strategy for accelerating your IT for better business results is based upon something called HP Converged Infrastructure. So what this does is the idea here is to take away the silos of things like networking and compute and storage, and then even into some of the facilities things like power, security, and services, and to converge this into a single entity that we call converged infrastructure. So to really optimize your entire IT to align it for better business results. And that's really what we're all about here. That's HP's broad strategy for IT. And so from the System Center context here, what we're looking at is a little more tightly focused. And so the idea is from the System Center consoles, we want to have some consolidated management for your HP converged infrastructure through the elements of the servers or compute, the network, and the storage. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how the HP management software can plug in and facilitate within System Center to assist you with managing your HP private cloud. So, as I said, we're going to start off on the server side of things. And we have what we call HP Insight Control for Microsoft System Center. And the idea here is that many customers, and probably many of you here in the audience, have standardized on System Center as part of your overall IT management infrastructure. And so we want to provide these plugins to assist you with managing your HP elements within the context of System Center. So the entire Insight Control for System Center suite is licensed as part of Insight Control. And we integrate directly into the SCOM or the Operations Manager, the Config Manager, and the VMM consoles. What this means is that the pieces that we provide get installed directly into the System Center components and do not rely on the presence of something like Systems Insight Manager or some other Insight Control elements, if you're familiar with those HP components. So we're 100% standalone from that perspective. Now, we can coexist, and that's no problem at all. You can have an Insight Manager along with System Center, but they're not required. Question, yes? So the question is, he uses Insight Manager for keeping track of hardware and keeping up to date. Yes, there is capabilities, and I'll mention those. Probably the detailed version control capabilities are probably a little bit better in Insight Manager, but you can also do some of that within System Center. I'll mention that as we go through here. Also, just the HP Cloud system for Microsoft includes the Insight Control elements, and that's part of what's being shown down in the server aquarium. So if you haven't had a chance to see the server aquarium, go check it out. It's pretty impressive. That's the HP Cloud solution that's running all of the hands-on labs and the self-paced labs. So what I want to talk about, the server-side integrations integrate with Operations Manager, Config Manager, and VMM. So let's take the Operations Manager side first. The whole idea here is Operations Manager is primarily a health monitoring and alerting console. And so what we're going to do is we're going to provide the views into various HP elements to surface that within the context of System Center. So we have today we have five management packs, and that's the way that you get specific support within SCOM for some type of hardware. So we have the ProLiant agentless management pack was a relatively new management pack that supports doing agentless health management on the new ProLiant Gen 8 servers with the new ILO 4. We have a Linux management pack, which allows you to get health monitoring for Linux servers. We have a VMware management pack, but I want to point out that that is a VMware ESX and not ESXi. That one's sort of deprecating, has been frozen, but it was popular a while back when ESX was around. That does not support ESXi. If you want to get ESXi support, you would use the agentless management pack on a Gen 8 server, and that would be the method to do that. Then for the Windows servers, the most prominent one would be the ProLiant Server Management Pack. Some of you are probably using that today for Windows server management for either SNMP or WebM. And then we also have a Blade System Management Pack, and that Blade System Management Pack is for the enclosure itself. So as if you're familiar with HP Blade servers, you know that they live in a Blade enclosure, C3000, C7000 enclosure, and have shared components like the power supplies and fans. A Blade server itself doesn't have a power supply, nor does it have a fan, and that's shared in the infrastructure of the chassis. So the Blade System Management Pack is for the chassis. If you have a server, a Blade server actually in the chassis, that would be monitored by one of the other management packs like the Server Management Pack. And so what we have here is a set of common views across all of these different management packs, so alerts, diagram view, state view. And then one other thing I wanted to point out, this very last bullet here, that down in the HP booth, we are doing a technology preview, which I'm also going to be doing a demo of, a slightly different one, where we're going to sort of extend our convergent infrastructure support with a HP Virtual Connect management pack. So we'll be able to monitor the health of the logical and physical elements within HP Virtual Connect within the context of System Center Operations Manager. In the HP booth. The demo is in the HP booth. All right, and so when you take a quick look at all of the various SCOM management packs within the context of SCOM, what you're going to have is you're going to have an HP Systems folder. That's kind of the primary folder that we have, and then underneath that are a bunch of subfolders. So, and they're just listed alphabetically here. So you have an agentless. This would be for the ProLiant Gen 8s running, being managed through the ILO 4 rather than a server-based SNMP or WebM agent. The Blade enclosures, the Linux, the ESX, and then Windows down here. And so what you have is a common view. And this is all customizable up here. And you have a roll-up of the health from right over to left to a master health state. And then whichever one you're highlighted, you have details down there. And then depending on what view you're looking at, we also have context-sensitive custom tasks. So if we're looking at a server, we could go in and do things like look at the HP integrated lights out or do a remote desktop or system management homepage. If this were looking at a Blade enclosure, like under the Blade System Management Pack, that context-sensitive task would switch to be able to launch something like the onboard administrator of the particular Blade system that would have been highlighted up there. And again, all of these things, we're going to do an overview here. If you want to see this in detail, we have live demos in the HP booth that you can come down and check out. All right, I want to just briefly mention Config Manager in terms of the capabilities that we have. Config Manager, we have two main things, and then one kind of has a subset. So what we start off with is something called an integration kit. We do support Config Manager 2007, although I would strongly recommend if you're still on Config Manager 2007, you really need to look at getting off of 2007. You know, it's becoming more and more difficult for us to support multiple platforms, as would be other vendors out there, and along with Microsoft. So you really want to look at pushing your infrastructure towards Config Manager 2012, and in particular SP1, which is required to do anything with Windows Server 2012. So the integration kit has two elements to it. One is an OS deployment feature, and another is an inventory tool. The OS deployment feature assists with doing bare metal Windows Server deployments, and so we provide things like the drivers, which we automatically inject into the WinPE boot image. We provide a wizard-driven task sequence generator, so with a single one-step wizard, you're able to generate a task sequence, which is then used for doing the deployment, and you can go in and customize that task sequence. It has all the elements needed to do a WinPE boot, configure hardware elements like the ILO or a smart array or boot order, as well as inject all the drivers into the image as it's being installed. So the other part would be the inventory tool, and this is a piece that kind of works in conjunction with the Config Manager hardware and software inventory. And so as the Config Manager hardware and software inventory routine runs, we run another component specific to HP, and it captures the HP specific information and puts it into, for instance, it puts it into the Config Manager database, so you can get it pretty much any way you want. But as an example, if you go into Resource Explorer, you would see additional HP specific information in Resource Explorer that our inventory tool has added. And then the other thing that we provide is something called the ProLiant Updates Catalog. And this is used for server and driver server-side driver and firmware updates, and so that's from the Windows side and a physical server. Of course, you don't do updates within a VM, so this is the physical side. And what this allows you to do is to get the latest drivers or whichever driver set versions that have come from the HP Service Pack for ProLiant. So we have something called the Service Pack for ProLiant, which is our method for delivering drivers. We take those drivers and repackage them in a System Center consumable format. It's what's called a catalog. And so it's the exact same drivers just delivered through System Center. So you can use Config Manager to do the driver and firmware updates if you wanted to do that versus using an HP tool. And that uses the same fashion of doing, say, a security update or a patch or something like that. All right. So I want to move on here and talk for a moment about Virtual Machine Manager. Now, we have a couple of things with Virtual Machine Manager somewhat similar to Config Manager. But the interface and the intent of System Center VMM is a little bit different than Config Manager. So the first thing we have is what's called a VMM integration kit. And this assists with OS deployment, but it's not nearly as granular or flexible as that which is provided by System Center Config Manager. So if you really want to do some customization, you're going to probably want to use Config Manager. But what VMM does is it's really a down and dirty way of saying we're going to do a bunch of quick deployment, we're going to use all the default settings, and we're going to lay down Hyper-V on that host. And it's actually pretty slick. It's very easy to set up. And it, you know, you can deploy a server in about 20, 25 minutes. Question, yes? So the comment is sort of the comparison between VMM and Config Manager for doing bare metal deployment. What you want to think of is that the deployment within VMM is clearly for putting out a Hyper-V host. and you don't have the you don't have the concept of a task sequence. So if you're familiar with Config Manager, you get this task sequence, 20, 30, 40 items, and you can go in and edit those and do all sorts of very sophisticated things. You don't have that level of control when you're using VMM. And so that's kind of the difference. We're providing a kit either way to assist with it. It really depends on which one you've chosen to use. I think the idea is, when you start, as you saw in the keynote, there's sort of this abstraction to a certain extent of the hardware where it's resources. It's a pool of resources. Let's just lay down a bunch of VMM hosts, Hyper-V hosts. Let's not worry about the details because it's the VM that's going to be hosting the application. That's really what's important. The hardware, underlying hardware, we're not going to worry about so much doing all that fine tuning, fine detailed tuning of it that you would get with Config Manager. So that kind of... Yes, this is a bare metal. This is the VMM is a bare metal server deployment. All right, and so the next thing is the same ProLiant updates catalog that we were able to use in Config Manager is also available for use in System Center VMM. And then the other thing that we have, which is one of the things that I'm going to demo, is something, a new thing called the Fabric Management add-in. It's sort of a technology preview, not available yet, be later available a little bit later this year. And this is very specific to HP Virtual Connect, and I'll be doing a demo of that in a moment. So because we wanted to focus on the VMM aspects of the cloud management, let's talk a little bit more about these integration kits and the catalog. So the VMM integration kit from HP doesn't quite have the control as what you have in Config Manager. And so what we do is we provide a set of drivers that are put into the VMM library share. And then one of the differences is that with this, you have to actually do the manual injection of the drivers into the WinPE image. In Config Manager, we're able to do that as part of our installation. We don't have the kind of the hooks to do that in VMM, so that's a manual task that you have to do. This is where I said it's not quite as much control over things that you have versus Config Manager. So we tag these drivers, so you can use that tag to when you do the injection into the WinPE image. These are the same exact drivers that come from the service pack for ProLiant or you know the HP catalog. And then if you need to update to the newest drivers, you just install the latest kit, and then that will provide that latest set of drivers within the VMM library share. Okay.
So this would like automatically install the PSP?
Okay, question is, this would automatically install the PSP. So first off, the PSP is the ProLiant support pack, okay, and the service pack for ProLiant is the new delivery mechanism. So if you are using PSP today, which is ProLiant support pack, you should stop using that because they have been frozen as of June of last year and have not been updated and will not be updated. Service pack for ProLiant is the replacement for those. The first off clarification there. Secondly, we don't install the entire SPP in this case. So your best practice should be to do the deployment and then follow on with a update using the ProLiant updates catalog. This really gets the core set of networking storage drivers, but it's not going to get, like, for instance, the NIC teaming utilities and things like that. It's really the core set of things that are needed to function. If you want the additional pieces, you would want to follow on as a best practice is once you do the bare metal deployment, follow on with a catalog deployment. All right, and speaking of catalog, that's a perfect lead-in to the catalog. This is the same ProLiant updates catalog that's used within Config Manager, and it's accessed in the same way. Both of them are accessed through System Center Updates Publisher or SCUP. Now, the nice thing is that the HP catalog for use either by Config Manager or by VMM is registered with the Microsoft third-party catalog. So you don't have to worry about FTP sites and locations and zip files and CAB files and all that. What you do is you go into SCUP, and you go down to catalogs, and you go find the big green plus sign, and you say add catalog, and you go down and it says HP ProLiant updates catalog, and you say add and move it over, and that's all there is to do. And then that becomes in SCUP. You can then import that and then export that to both Config Manager and to VMM. All right, so the neat thing about this, it's the same set of drivers and firmware. The really cool thing about this is leveraging a really neat capability that VMM has. And the idea here is this, comment. Before I talk about that, let me make a comment about the idea. One of the other things here is you see the updates, the components that can be updated. This is, again, very focused on private cloud. If you have a standalone server that's not running in one of these roles here and is not being managed by VMM, you can't use it for doing updates. It's got to be managed by, it's got to show up in VMM. If it doesn't show up in VMM, you can't do this. So again, very focused on private cloud. So the way that this cool thing for a cluster is that it will do the rotating update across the cluster. Now you can use this not just with the HP stuff. You can do this with your Microsoft updates, your security patches, basically anything that you can do an update with. And the idea is, so is imagine you had a 5-node cluster. What it would do is it'd go to the first off, you set a baseline, and it'll go check that baseline against whatever components you want, and it'll find out if it's in compliance or not. If it's out of compliance, you can say remediate, and this literally takes about 5 clicks, and you can fix this whole cluster. It'll go to the first node, and it'll take all the VMs and live migrate them off, put the first host, live migrate the VMs off, then put it in maintenance mode, do the update, and reboot it, do whatever it has to do, and then when it comes back up and everything's good, it'll go to the next one. And it'll just keep going on around until all 5 of those are done. Now, it might take an hour or two, but with one click and you launch that, you update the entire cluster with whatever HP and or Microsoft or other patches that you want. Pretty slick, and because you're using live migration during that whole process, there's no downtime that affects any of the VMs. So pretty neat stuff. All right. All right, so I wanted to do a quick technology preview here for something called the Fabric Management Add-in, the HP Fabric Management Add-in for VMM. System Center VMM 2012 SP1 provides the ability for an OEM like HP to go in and actually take over some portions of the VMM console. And so what we've done is we've written one that is going to go off and extend the view of that HP converged infrastructure, particularly focused on virtual connect. And so it combines logical and physical elements from Hyper-V, from Windows networking, VMM, and virtual connect. And part of the problem that we are addressing here is that you can get all sorts of information. You can get, network diagrams within VMM. You can get properties. You can go into HP Virtual Connect and look at all the mappings, but you don't get a consistent view. And so you're flipping around between all these screens, either within the HP tools or within the VMM tools. And so what we've done is we sort of combined this to provide some end-to-end views here. All right, so with that, I'm going to do a short demo. If you want to see a little more detail, again, come down to the HP booth. We're showing this. And we're... Oh. Sorry. All right, so what we're looking at here is we are looking at System Center VMM. And I'm looking here at a particular server that we have, and you notice there's this HP Fabric Management button that's been added to the ribbon. And so I'm going to click on that, and what it's going to do is it's going to provide some information about that HP host. Now this is specific to HP hardware, and in again particular to HP Virtual Connect. So what you have is, first off, you have a couple of different views. So we're looking at the summary view right now. You also have some actions. You can do some refreshes, and then you can launch into some of the HP tools like Onboard Administrator, Virtual Connect Manager, or ILO. But in the host view that we're looking at, or in the summary view, first you have a host summary. So you can see the types of information that you provide here, or that we provide with the about that particular host that we're highlighting. The next view that you have is called host VMs. And this is a listing of the VMs that are all running. So we've got these accounting and marketing and dev. These are a bunch of VMs that are running on that host. So we've got about 10 of them there. And then there's another section down at the bottom which talks about the host and host fabric and profile elements. So this bottom section, this is really the virtual connect things, like the virtual connect NIC ports and IO bays, the MAC addresses, the virtual connect VNets, some of the OS adapter names of what shows up in Windows, the vSwitches that may be configured there. And one of the neat things that we've done is we have the ability to connect, if you will, the top link, the top and the bottom diagram. So if I were to look at, let's say, this marketing O2, and you notice that it's got a single Ethernet adapter in the VM, and it's connected to Corp vSwitch. If I click on this, what it does to the bottom is it filters that and only shows the connections that are pertinent to that particular VM. So we've kind of got a connection. See how these are, it's in a NIC team, so it's on the Corp vSwitch. And it shows just those. And if you pick something else, it'll then expand those back to show all that. So what we're doing is we're combining these elements from Virtual Connect and all these other places to provide that additional view kind of combined that you can't really get in one place or another. Then the next thing I want to look at is the fabric diagram. Now, the fabric diagram, resize it just a little bit here. So what we have with that is we have, let me see if I can get a little bit smaller there. Hopefully we can. Yep. All right. So what we have here is a visual representation of the blade enclosure here. You have the name of the blade, the bay, the virtual connect profile, the virtual connect domain. And then you see, again, all of those virtual machines that were listed in the host on the previous slide. And then we also have another vSwitch called dev. And you then can notice the connections off into the Virtual Connect Flex NICs. And you can see this is a NIC team because it's going one single VM going off to multiple places. And then you can follow that on through the Virtual Connect IO bays into the uplink ports and then actually out into an external switch. So this last element here, that's a ProCurve switch that's sitting at the top of the rack. That's not an element of the Virtual Connect itself. Well, what happens is kind of from these pieces in the middle are exposed in this view. If you don't have this view, all you see is that this vSwitch goes off and you don't have anything in, you don't get that detail. So now you can map those physical and logical elements back to the VMs that are there. All right. So again, a nice preview here. If you want to come talk to me more about it in the down in the HP booth, I'd be happy to show that to you. And so I have just one more slide here before I pass this over to Matthias. And I didn't specifically talk about the Insight Control for System Center having anything with Orchestrator, but we do have, there are several available, and these are actually provided by Microsoft. They were written by Opalis before Microsoft bought them and have been maintained. So if you're doing workflows within System Center Orchestrator, there is something called the ILO and OA, so the Integrated Lights Out and the Onboard Administrator Integration Pack. Also, if you're using HP Service Manager or HP Operations Manager, there are also integration packs for System Center Orchestrator. Okay, so with that, I'm going to bring up Matthias.
converged storage solutions before Amit is going to explain how this is actually integrated into System Center and VMM. In December, we actually announced a new vision or architecture for our storage systems that basically emphasizes the extensibility and the way we are doing storage in the future in HP. And there is a couple of instantiation of this that we already have released, and I just wanted to make you aware of that is where we are going, so that you can understand how we are working this with System Center and the storage integration. So quickly, I wanted to mention we are going to one storage architecture for all of HP storage that basically includes integrated services like autonomic storage management and tiering, as well as deduplication and compression. We will go to one retention and protection architecture so that you can do basically disk-to-disk backups. And the whole purpose of this is to basically have that set of data services available from the low-end systems from virtual appliance all the way up to the high-end systems, and that there is no need to train on different architectures, different platforms, and different ways of implementations in the future. We will also bring this across all of the storage systems to allow you to do file block and object serving out of the same storage architecture, as well as have this available to do any kind of flash drives or hard drives or nearline drives. An overview of how this looks like from a, this is not working. Oh, there we go. So basically what we're looking here, what I was explaining earlier, is basically we have the a common set of hardware that can be small or big, and we'll put the common set of data services on top of this so that you basically know how to, or that we basically know how to do reservationless snapshots and replication and things like that. And then we'll have a software-defined tier of storage that you can actually run on server hardware. You don't actually have to buy HP storage hardware for this. And then we are managing this, and it's one of my responsibilities in HP storage, across all of these devices with a single UI and with a common set of functionality. So you don't have 10 different UIs that you need to learn and 10 different ways of doing implementations. And one of the things where we can see this is going to be in System Center in the future. One of the things you can actually see this vision playing out already is in the introduction of our new store serve systems, and we actually have them on the show floor if you want to see them. We start with the 7000, which is a two-controller system with 25 disk drives up to the store serve 10800, which has over 1,000 hard drives in it. The thing that you can see here at the server aquarium is the 1040 or 10400 in the middle, which runs all the hands-on labs. If you have any questions to that system or the configuration, you can see us in the server aquarium. So basically, what you can see is we are going to deliver this on this architecture from the low end to the high end in the future going forward, so that you have basically, we are basically leveraging a common set of data services and a common set of management as well. Coming up, so the P4000 is basically mentioned right here. We rename P4000 to Store Virtual, and Store Virtual is serving as a software-defined appliance in the future, so you can install this on any server platform out there. If you need additional storage outside of the server, you can attach it to any of our storage systems as well, and you can also install it and scale it across servers. Last but not least, in order to get into the system center management environment or Windows 2012 in general, we were working a lot in the last couple of years with Microsoft to enable a unified storage management API, the part that you see in the middle, and basically make the UIs work so that you can actually create storage from within Windows Server without actually ever touching the storage system. We have this as a demo for file service integration here at the booth. Come see me or Mike Rawlinson, and we can show you how you can create a file share from within a 3PAR storage system on a Windows box without ever touching the storage system. So we have that there. And basically what we did was we were working on the SMIS providers for our storage systems and make this work through this entire stack so that you can do PowerShell management for our storage system. You can do System Center VMM management from System Center, or you can use any other third-party application that basically works on top of PowerShell. And the file server or the file and storage administration console is basically integrated to work with all of our storage systems. And Amit is going to give us an overview of how this works with System Center and System Center Virtual Machine Manager.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Amit Kumar, and I am the responsible for the management of HP storage and all of HP storage, quote unquote, to be supported with System Center, especially SCOM and SCVMM. So today I'm going to talk to you about how HP storage devices are managed through SCOM and SCVMM and how we get a single pane view to both monitor as well as manage through SCVMM the storage devices from HP. So one thing that I also want to let you know that we just recently, a week back, launched SCOM Management Pack 301, which is one of the first few management packs that supports SP1, System Center, and Windows Server 2012. So that's also on the web that's available. So here I go. So the areas for focus are where we concentrate on SCOM is with respect to supporting all the storage devices except iBricks on HP. And we support all the three kinds of features that are available, be it events, alerts, storage views with respect to the diagram view and the state views, and also the health monitoring. So these are the three main features that are available in storage management pack for SCOM. And in VMM, with respect to the two devices that are supported is 3PAR and EVA primarily on the lead, and coming up with support for MSA and Store Virtual. So there also it's SMIS enabled functionality, and we support all the monitoring and management aspects with respect to discovery, classification of storage, provisioning, and storage allocation. So as you can see, it's a single pane of glass to monitor and manage both the HP storage devices through the quick snapshot of our footprint with respect to HP storage on SCOM and SCVMM. So the first three rows are the first column, and the three rows that you see here is to indicate how we support through SNMP or SMIS or WMI for the various devices in HP storage. So as you can see, the mark, those that are marked green are the features that are supported for their respective devices. And the last row is about SCOM, SCVMM support through SMIS providers. And currently, 3PAR and EVA are supported. And we are coming up with the store virtual and MSA and store easy support shortly. So this is a quick snapshot of where we stand today. And the emphasis is that all the lead with products and all the major products that with respect to 3PAR, all the features are supported on this system center. So I'm going to talk to you something about how few of the screenshots on the SCOM, and here we are managing the HP 3PAR storage. So if you can see here, we have the left pane, which is the all the folders created under HP storage for different devices. So I'm sorry about the font size, but under HP storage, you have 3PAR, X5000, EVA, MSA, all the devices that are supported. And under each device folder, you have alerts, diagram view, error alerts, events, state view, warning alerts. And on the right side, you can see how the categorization is done. So for alerts, you will see both warning and critical. Error alerts, you will see critical only. And you can filter primarily based on which kind of alerts you want to see every day when you monitor. And the bottom half of it is about the details of those alerts. So for 3PAR and so for some of the devices here, we listen through SNMP traps. And for some of the devices, we listen to the WMI. Yeah, hi, question here. Yeah, so it is scheduled for future. And we are planning to look at adding as the performance matrix into the dashboard view that we'll add in future. That would be the performance as well as capacity information. So this is a quick snapshot. I'm going to do a demo of this as well about how integrated and how in-depth we show all the different FRUs in different levels of the HP storage, especially in 3PAR. You can see that we have the first level and the second level and different levels of derivations with respect to the devices that are shown here. And they're all FRUs, or the physical components. The green or the yellow icons that you see, they are the health status of these devices. I'm going to show you one of those demos today. And this is if you don't want the pictures and you just want a quick snapshot, the same topology view that you saw there can be seen in a state view diagram as well. Let me close on the system. So as I said, on the VMM side as well, 3PAR is leading the pack, and you can see the subaquarium. All the VMMs or the VMs are available to you through the 3PAR connectivity and 3PAR support on VMM. And speed and performance is also a major criteria. So as you would have heard, that hour at an hour, 1,000 VMs are recreated and revived. So in this, there's all the features available through VMM are supported on 3PAR, and they are through SMIS provider enabled. And with respect to SMIS, the discovery part of it, and the classification and provisioning, they are all done through SMIS. And once the SMIS provider operations are completed, VMM takes over to complete the creation of the VMs. So how it goes, the full path is through SMIS provider, we discover the storage device, three-part here, and once the discovery of the three-part device is done, we discover the pools and the LANs in them, and through that, we could create a VHDs or VHDX in 2012 case. And those VHDs and VHDX, we use them to create the template LANs, and using the template LANs, we create the VMs. So the VMs can be created using the template LANs either through a snapshot or a clone mechanism. So both are available and supported on 3R through the firmware. And once they are taken as a snapshot, they are presented onto the Hyper-V nodes where we take a mount of those and create a VMs or provision VMs out of those. So let me show you a quick demo of how we are doing on So today I'm going to give you a short demo on how the management pack for SCOM is used on 3PAR and what are the features associated to it. So let me show this to you. So I'm sorry about the connection. It may be a little slow. I have connected to India on the demo systems here. And as you can see here, under the SCOM console, we have HP storage, under which you can see every device for which a folder is created, and you can monitor each of them under their respective folders. So today I'm going to monitor the 3PAR storage. And under the 3PAR storage, we have multiple options, alerts, and error alerts, and warning alerts. So under alerts, you are seeing all the warning and critical, both of them, and you can see in the bottom the details of those alerts. So the way it works is, I got to show this more in depth when you visit the booth here, and how there are multiple rules, PowerShell based rules that are created here, using which you have to enable those rules to start discovering the 3PAR systems and getting the events through SNMP and discover the topology view through SMIS to get the details in SCOM. So So you can see these are the three different rules for events, alerts, and topology view, which you should be enabling them. By default, they are disabled because you don't want too much of polling on your network traffic to find out which systems needs to be listened to. So by default, we keep them disabled, and the user has to enable them. And the polling interval can also be set between 180 to 600 seconds. So we have mapped the SCOM topology view or the diagram view in such a way that you don't, it is directly related to how the IMC or the 3PAR management console has its views. So you can see we have controllers in IMC, ports, drive cage, physical disk, system fans. The same thing is also available into the diagram view without making it more confusing and having the diagram view same as how it is. Let me open it for you on
the new page. So what you can see here is the controllers, the drive cage, physical disk, ports, system fan, which is as directly mapped to how you would have seen in IMC. And the disk drives, here we are only showing the failed, you will expand the disk drives if you have something in the failed or warning list. Otherwise, it will unnecessarily clutter if there are healthy drives in them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fail a port and show you how the effect of it shows in the diagram view. I hope I don't mess up the three-bar system. I'm going to set this port offline. It is a remote setup, and we are definitely having a tough time here since morning after Brad when said. So I have put the setup, I have put this port offline, and I'm going back to SCOM. And I am going to refresh the view because it is having a polling interval set to 180. You don't want to keep the polling interval too fast because the change, it will increase unnecessarily your network traffic. It does take a while before the events through SNMP are available. And then subsequently through SMIS, the status of the ports get changed. And all the events will first come to, will also be seen under HP storage bucket. Oh, where did it go? Under alerts. And that the same thing can be seen under three-par storage. So you see the warning button here, and let me expand the below one. So because the drive cage port or the was disabled, it had a cascading effect on the drive cage status and the physical disk drive physical drive status. So I'm going to expand this. And each of these FRUs, I'm going to see them. So what does SCOM does is, if there are more than five, it is obviously configurable. If there are more than five items, it bundles them into this folder. So I'll show you more onto this, how to configure the details of this, how to discover the storage, and how to get alerts on them when you come to the booth over here. And this is, I had to show today. Yeah, question. Okay.
And I want to see if you have something more elaborate, because that would be a really good selling point.
I can show that. So MSA also, you can see the similar information through SMIS for diagram, topology view, and health status. Yeah. Yes. So SNMP for the events, and SMIS for the topology. I can show that as a once you come to the booth, I can show you more details on that. And if you need, I can get more onto the demo on that. Thank you. Yeah.
The upcoming main effect is going to include the performance of the capacity planning piece. So you've got quite a lot of including report files as well. So we have reporting information on that data.
I'm sorry, I could not catch you. Yeah, yeah. I can talk to you about it after this discussion.
All right, so we are going to continue on here. And the last thing that we wanted to talk about here is something fairly new, the HP Departmental Private Cloud. And so, we talk a lot about cloud, and you know, you tend to think of cloud being this, you know, huge and expansive, and you know, you talk about, you know, 8,000 VMs on a 64-node cluster, and you know, that's cool and that's great, but and there's a reality of it that says, you know, private cloud is a scale, and it's actually, when you look, if you think back to the keynote, when Brad Anderson was talking about looking at cloud is not just one thing. It's a private cloud. It's a services cloud. It's a, you know, a public Azure type cloud. When you look at the private cloud, you think of, you know, we don't need to have this, you know, 64-node cluster to realize the benefits of private cloud and virtualization, and particularly the management aspects and the management benefits that you get from going to a private cloud. So the HP Departmental Private Cloud is really targeted to mid-sized businesses or remote offices. And so it's a two-node private cloud optimized for Windows Server 2012. It's got built-in high availability management capabilities. And then we also provide a best practices for installation and configuration. So it's a reference architecture. And so some of the details here. So if you look over on the right-hand side, you see there are two Proliant DL360 Gen 8 servers. Then there is a P2000 storage, two HP ProCurve switches, and then you have, you know, optional, or you have Insight Control Software, you have Windows Server 2012. So that's sort of what comprises the Departmental Cloud Reference Architecture. So the idea is here, you've got either a small office, mid-sized office, or you know, a remote office. You have a standalone cluster, so you configure this into a standalone cluster, and then you can centralize the management of that either, you know, through something like System Center or Insight Control, and then still be able to take advantage of all the great management tools that are built into Windows Server 2012. So, you know, the ideal situation here is sort of a, you know, 50 to 500 users. You know, the couple of DL360s, Gen 8s, pretty powerful servers nowadays. So that, you know, remote office, a small company, there's a perfect opportunity to give them the benefits of virtualization, give them the benefits of private cloud, of being able to, you know, VM mobility, flexibility, availability in a small, relatively straightforward package. So again, we talk about, you know, the components is a couple of the DL360 Gen 8 servers. So simplified setup, the Gen 8 servers have some provisioning, which basically has the deployment engine built into the server BIOS. So all of that is built right in to the server itself. You have the ILO management engine for remote management. The ILO 4 is our latest and greatest remote management. And then you move on to the P2000, so you've got SAS storage. So you can have a very high performance, even in a small package. Simple SAS connectivity is very easy to connect. You don't have miles and miles of cables and switches and all these types of things. And then you still get some access to advanced features like the volume copy and snapshots. And then the ProCurve switches, again, two of them for redundancy, but you also have 10 gig uplink, assuming, for instance, your remote office. If you have a need to go out to a, to back to a corporate office, you can do that at high speed. So the other thing that we've done is we've worked to leverage the expertise of both, HP and Microsoft. So what we've come together with is, as a reference architecture, what this means is that, we're going to tell you all, here's the pieces you need, here's how you configure it, here's a step-by-step. So we have guidance for configuring it in a highly available two-node private cloud cluster. We've got a video on how to do all the installation. In fact, Travis in the back here is going to be showing. He's got that available in our booth, so you can come see that. Come talk to Travis, see that video right there in the booth, and talk to him more about that. And when you look at some of the white paper and things, what we do is we really try to cover all the bases. So we've got multiple scenarios. So you start off in the upper left with all the hardware installation. And so basically, here's the step-by-step stuff of what you got to do to get that stuff, pulled out, physically connected together. You've got operating system installation and initial configuration. You've got the hardware and software component installation based upon the reference architecture. So that's sort of, configuring the storage. And then you've got the failover clustering, sort of the final steps of getting that private cloud. You get Hyper-V enabled. You create your virtual machines, make sure they're highly available. So it's really a guide to take you step by step in a very very simple configuration that's also very, very powerful. And you leverage the fact that we have taken our combined HP and Microsoft expertise to give you the step-by-step guide so that you know that it's going to be done right, it's going to be configured properly, and it's going to work, and it's still going to provide that high level of value to you or your customer. So from the management tools, there's kind of a couple of ways you can look at it, and I would look at it more from the is this a small office or is this a remote office? And so the way I would look at that is, for a small office, you're probably going to be using the built-in capabilities primarily driven by Windows Server 2012. So your failover cluster manager, Hyper-V manager, those types of tools, server manager from within Windows Server, because you're sort of a self-contained, small office. And when you start getting into a remote office where you've put this private cloud in a remote location, now you start taking advantage of things like the ILO management engine or the ILO 4 that's in the Gen 8 servers, the intelligent provisioning, smart update manager for being able to do the updates, and then also have the full ability to integrate this into System Center with both the elements of Insight Control for System Center that I talked about, as well as the storage pieces that Amit just finished talking about. So if this is a small company and you have two nodes and one storage box, that may be, I'm not sure you'd go do a full-blown System Center VMM, and you might, but two nodes might be a little bit overkill there. But if you look at it in the broader context of maybe being a remote branch location and you're trying to manage this from a central System Center VMM console, then it makes perfect sense to be able to manage this from System Center as well. And these elements are fully manageable through System Center consoles from a remote perspective. So again, trying to take the idea of the broader benefit of a private of the private cloud and taking that down so that those smaller locations could have the same benefit of the same value of it as would say a corporate enterprise or corporate data center. All right, so comparing and contrasting, we've got, you know, small and large here, sort of, you know, so you look at the departmental cloud, mid-market, the remote office, back office, smaller number of VMs, you know, single, couple of servers, you know, P2000 storage. You go up into the HP cloud system, and you can scale this as high up as you'd like to go. It's really targeted at the enterprise, up into the thousands of VMs, blade servers, fiber channel. You start getting into much more sophisticated types of interconnects, multiple OSs, hypervisor. And here is really, you look at something like either HP Matrix operating environment or system center. So you run the spectrum, and even the, you know, departmental private cloud can be managed in the context of a bigger private cloud through system center. All right, so with that, hopefully we've been able to provide some valuable information to you on managing your HP infrastructure in a private cloud environment. I'm trying to give you some ideas how you can use the HP integrations for storage, for servers, for, you know, reference architectures to be able to, you know, really take advantage of the great things that Microsoft has put into Windows Server 2012, as well as into the new System Center 2012 products, and provide that, you know, elevate that HP value from within the context of that so that you can use System Center as your primary driving factor for your private cloud and feel comfortable and confident that the HP elements have been surfaced in a powerful, accurate, and meaningful way. So with that said, I want to remind you, we do have a really cool session. It is on Wednesday. It's the Serverquarium Unwrapped. How many have seen the Serverquarium? Couple? Okay. Have you taken the tour yet? If you get a chance, take the tour and go talk to Dung and Eric. Those are the two guys who put it together along with some of the folks from Extreme Consulting. But these guys are going to do a session on what went into this. And if you think about what they're doing, they're going to have 52,000, that's their goal. They did about 49,000 last year, VMs in the next 4 days. And they tear down and bring up 1,000 of them in 8 minutes. And to talk about how that is put together, pretty incredible work that these folks have done to support the hands-on labs and the self-paced labs. So, you know, make sure you see the Serverquarium, and then the session is where they're actually going to kind of dissect how they've actually gone and done that. And then, as we've mentioned before, you know, we just had a short amount of time with you to try to cover a lot of topics. So please come visit us at the booth. I'll be in the booth. Amit and Matthias are in the booth. Travis is going to be in the booth. We have all sorts of people in the booth to show you a lot of this stuff live. We've got the same live demos, assuming, you know, network still stays up. So come on down, check it out, have a more in-depth conversation with us, and we'd be happy to talk to you about anything, any additional information that you may need. So with that, any final questions or comments? Right. Well, we sure do appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you in the booth, and y'all have a great week.